Hey, it's Francis Lamb, host of The Splendid Table. Every week on our show, we talk about food and cooking and the meanings of food and cooking. We talk with the most interesting people in food about their techniques, their culture, and everything in between. Whether it's about how fried chicken took over the world or how Instagram changes the way people are actually eating. It's a food show where everyone is welcome. Come join us. You can listen to The Splendid Table wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
We talk about food. We talk about music. With musical dudes, finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Is that that what you want to do? You want to just do the banter, do the songs, eat the pizza?
Yeah, let's just eat the pizza.
You invited us down here.
Yeah, I invited you. That's just how I get everybody over. It's hey, come over for some pizza.
I know. Short notice. We found out like an hour ago. You were like, free pizza, and we were like, okay.
But no, I gotta give a big shout out to Slam Donahue, who is in house along with their wonderful publicist Brooke and Laylee. Who?
Lolly.
Sorry, Lolly. Lolly, you, the two of you crushed it. We had a happening of CMJ, which is our annual year where the original band playing tonight, they're stuck in traffic because they don't know how to manage time.
Wow.
And Slam Donahue came in, saved the day.
That's right. We do that all the time.
Mm-hmm. You do? Is that your...
Yeah, saving the day.
Saving the day.
Thing.
Definitely. But to have it like this, oh my God.
Yeah, well, this is the fruits or the pizza.
Yeah.
The opening track was Good Morning World off their Hemlock TEP, and they're joining us a mere, I don't know, 3 hours, 4 hours for You Gotta Be at Pianos.
Yes.
Correct.
For the show tonight, which
Banner
is going to be the Banner Showcase.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's our official kickoff. We woke up early this morning and got our badges and eagerly awaiting to start working. This is the first of our work week.
You got it busy. Well, we'll get into some of the shows later. Why don't you guys introduce yourself, tell the world who you are, what you do in the band.
Okay. I'm David. I'm the lead singer and guitarist. And that's Tom.
Tom, I play bass and sing also in the band. And we both write the songs together.
It's a beautiful combo, the two of you.
Thank you. We did that one. That one that we just played. It was pretty okay.
It's pretty good. Open up
Should
the
I
show.
Get closer to this thing?
Yeah, you get a little closer.
Okay.
So how'd you two meet?
Well, he's my brother's age, and he was in my older brother's band when I was, you know, how many years ago? 10?
It's been a couple of years
like
now.
10 years ago.
But he would sneak into band practice when we were practicing, and eventually got to fucking with the guitars, too. And we went on a bunch of tours and under different band names and grew and bonded together. And no one else was doing our thing, the same thing as us in the small sleepy town we grew up in. So,
what town was that?
This place is called Wolcott, Connecticut, sandwiched between a bunch of like industrial cities in Connecticut.
What's the scene like there?
There's no scene in Wolcott.
Yeah, sleepy corner of Connecticut. So we kind of
they got farms. Like that's the scene.
So agriculture, good dairy.
Yeah,
good produce.
Yeah,
yeah.
Country line dance club too. If you're into that. Yeah.
You got a favorite food from home?
Oh, favorite food from home. My parents are real health nuts, so I always liked when we were like spoiled. When my dad would like bake something, he would do like a peach cobbler or something like that. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, he was really into that kind of stuff. So, like, a real good dessert from home is great.
I had, like, microwave pizzas and, like, maybe some macaroni with sauce.
Mm. So, like, our lower middle class upbringing has our taste pretty devalued in the culture today.
Yeah.
But the little treats from home are nice. That's good to think about. A good memory for me.
It's nice. What was the closest scene growing up?
Watertown, probably.
Oh, in Massachusetts.
It's still in Connecticut.
Oh, we're still in Connecticut.
Yeah. I don't know. I wasn't really involved in that scene too much.
New Haven. There was a couple metropolitan cities that are pretty cool in Connecticut.
What was it?
There's
Toads?
A big...
Toad's Place, where the legends play. Everybody knows Toad's. But right now, the scene in Connecticut is locked up by this one guy named Mark, who has a control of everything. It's a monopoly in Connecticut.
Are you guys down with him, or are you on the other?
I love Mark.
Mark Nussbaum.
Yeah, Mark Nussbaum is a cool guy. He pretty much runs everything, gets a lot of cool bands into Connecticut. So if you're looking to book, look up Mark.
Manic Mark. All right, Manic Mark, shout out. What brought you two to New York City? When did you guys come?
2 years ago.
Are you guys roommates?
Yeah.
We live together.
Yeah.
One room, two rooms, bunk beds?
Bunk beds.
Racing car bunk beds.
Aha, Dave was on the couch for like the longest time. He just got a room because our other roommate, Dylan from Bare Hands, is...
I love Bare Hands.
Cool. Yeah, I'm sure he'd appreciate that. But he's on tour right now with GZA and...
Word.
What?
And, what up?
Dude from Waves. And Dave got his room right now, so we're...
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
We're pretty hooked up right now.
That means you can make out through on the couch and not be on top of your room and bandmate.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It happens every night.
Yeah? That's a good move. It's a good move to start.
I got some windows now,
which is
nice.
Got windows.
So I heard a rumor that you guys are not enthusiastic about anything except for songwriting.
That's very true, yeah.
And that has led to hundreds of songs being written.
Yeah, there's a real lot.
Did catalog your own karaoke?
No, but I hope no one finds any of the songs like pre-2009.
Yeah.
Anything before that.
Well, I have like probably like 200 songs on this portable hard drive or something, external hard drive.
Yeah, that makes this scraping sound when you plug it in.
Well,
so
these
are like, this is ink and treasure. You gotta figure out how to crack this code of this hard drive, and there's like 200
I'm
hidden
sure
Slam Donahue songs
would be
on it.
Easy.
I'm sure it's there. You just go to tech service, start crying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we got Charles showed up. Mr. Food Porn himself.
What up, Charles?
Mr. Food Porn Star, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Whoa. Why don't you hop in? Charles is going to be joining us, talk to us a little bit later.
Start eating.
Cool.
About the Food Film Festival. But
let me see how you work.
Yeah. But don't eat it all.
We'll save some.
Come on.
But you know what?
Come on. Everybody, let's not get crazy.
Okay.
We actually don't need to break open a hard drive because you guys can rip us a tune live right now.
We can.
Sure.
What
that's
are you going to
play?
That's
killer segue.
Well, we're going to play
a
song.
EP.
Yeah, a song called I Turn On.
And it's called Hemlock TEP, which is poisonous to drink.
Yes.
But beautiful to listen to.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Cool.
Slam Donahue live on Snacky Tune Special CMJ Edition. All right. Awesome.
My headphones fell off. I was rocking too hard.
That was great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Food porn.
Is this...
funny story about that song. I played that song at Roberta's like 5 years ago.
What's the story behind that?
Rob from the Wild Yaks.
Oh, yeah.
Love
that band.
His older brother originally owned this place, right? Is that correct?
I'm not sure about the
hierarchical
lineage.
That's what happened. Rob from Wild Yaks' older brother owned the place, and we were invited for the opening like show party, and I was with my old band with my older brother.
Shout him out. What's the old band?
Brother. Called Brother. And we played that song originally here on the opening night of Roberta's, and it felt a little weird to play it again here, but
it's like but it's with your new brother. Brother from a different mother.
Yeah.
It's a little nostalgic.
Let's talk about the new EP.
Okay.
Because I have to admit I got it today and I already played it 3 times.
Cool, yeah. It's
a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And as you can hear from the opening track and what you guys are playing, it's a really produced. There's like a lot of synth. It's
yeah. Well, we did it with Aya Daladami from Passion Pit.
Oh yeah,
and
those guys were just on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
We're playing with this other band, Team Spirit, tonight at Pianos. They're following us.
Beautiful.
We're playing at 12. They're playing at 1. So he did do a lot of production on the EP along with our boy Dave Weingarten, who is a skilled technician if anybody's looking for anybody.
And a skilled drummer.
Cool. And it's out on Cantor Records, which is Me and Your Good Bare Hands, MGMT.
Yeah.
Francis and the Lights, yeah. Bunch of bands. Echo Friendly, bunch of our friends.
Email.
Yeah, Emil. We got hooked up pretty good with them. We moved to New York, and within a year, we were signed to Cantora.
Did you know these guys from before? How does that work?
Mm-mm.
We met them through Dylan, pretty much.
Yeah, through Bare Hands. I've been friends with Dylan since I was 15. So, sorry, I hit the mic. But I've been friends with Dylan since I was 15, and we moved into his place and took over his record label and assumed his life.
That's awesome.
I'm actually wearing his shirt.
Yeah, we killed him.
And you're wearing his skin. It's
yeah. I'm living in his room and wearing his shirt and
it's just a bunch of nepotistic music industry thing.
Yeah, but you guys are good.
Oh, thank you.
So, I mean,
that's really what happened. I'm minimizing the situation. What really happened is they heard our songs and they really liked us. And like over a year's time, we had a relationship built up with them and eventually signed with them.
Yeah. Oh,
we hung out a bunch and you know went out to dinner and they booked us shows and got to know us. And
now, this free dinner thing is getting to be, you know, more and more.
Yeah, it's a perk. It's really perks great. Of being a band flower. But
well played.
Cantora has treated us really nice over the years. We moved to the city not knowing anybody but Dylan, and they introduced us to our whole team now.
You know, that's the amazing thing about New York is sometimes you just need to know that one right person.
Yeah, correct.
And they'll get you in the door, and then it's up to you not to be a total asshole.
Yeah. Behave yourself at the party.
Behave yourself. Sure. I'll get you the invite.
For sure.
But don't get drunk and piss on the couch.
Yeah. Dave fell
I've
through the Christmas
that.
Tree.
I've done that. I've already messed up a million times.
You can't see it, but he's got a face for TV. Yeah. So that how do you go chisel. From 200 songs on a broken hard drive to 5 songs on an EP? Were any of those...
You have to narrow it down.
No, but were any of those nuggets on the hard drive, or did you write all these songs?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
All these songs have come from various places.
Yeah.
We released a mixtape before this EP called Big House Nice Dreams, which was a bunch of the songs from the hard drive, too. And this is just like...
7-song mixtape.
Yeah, this is like the distilled 200 songs into these 5.
Awesome. Welcome to the show, Greg Bresnitz.
Greg.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Pleasure. I'm Dave.
Come and eat.
I'm Thomas.
Come and eat. We have pizza.
Nice to meet you. You've missed one song. Not much. It was pretty okay.
Yeah. My headphones fell off.
People really kind of hit the groove on like the second and third.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that. Let's hit that groove. While the pizza congeals.
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about living in New York and hanging out and a little bit more about
friends
the EP.
And friends.
Okay.
And friends of friends. What do you got?
This song is called Come On, Come On. It's also off of the EP.
It's really worth getting. It's a lot of fun. But here we go.
Yeah.
Special CMJ warm up to their show tonight at midnight. Slam Donahue live on Snacky Tunes.
Come on.
I hope this is okay. I never knew you, but I want to, so now I'm gonna try this. Come on, come on, come on, what do the others say? Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, come on, come on, come on, what do the others say? Come on, come on, come on. And now you're all I want. Oh, can we talk about this? Baby, come on, come on. Can we talk about this? When you appear, there's no one else. And ooh, I guess I lose myself. Oh.
Awesome.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
It's really...
I like the well-practiced, like, breakdown reach for the drink move. I was like, is he about to eat a slice of pizza while, like...
No, that's our move when we DJ. It's the... we got 2 minutes. I really love the fact that we're getting to hear these songs. It's such a different version of the EP.
Cool, yeah. I'm glad you invited us to do a stripped-down set.
So,
we usually play full band synthesizer fucking loud as hell.
I was going to ask, because of the EP so produced, is it just the two of you on stage, or do you have a backing band?
We flew this backing band in from Italy, straight from Italy, Vasili, Italy. Renzo and Alex, who...
Are you totally serious? Right?
Totally serious.
I'm totally serious.
One of them barely speaks English.
Alex has...
Have him translate.
Alex has a problem with English right now, but he's learning.
Can he look handsome and take a girl home?
Oh, yeah.
Then he'll do fine during CMJ.
He doesn't want He has a little boy named Frederico. We're going to put him through college with all the money
I kind of like that way of not knowing the language of saying he has a problem with English, how it's like, no, it's not that I can't speak. I just have a problem with Spanish.
Well, that's right. He speak fine,
Italian,
you know?
Chinese,
that's
Japanese.
Problem,
yeah,
Italian.
He just has a problem with it. It's not that he doesn't know it. It's just he's got issues.
Yeah,
he knows a little bit. It translates though in practice pretty easy. It's surprisingly
not really, because
easy to.
It's not A B C D E F G.
It's Do Re Mi.
It's Do Re Mi.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's the classical version.
So you're taking it kind of back to like the original form.
Yeah. But we don't know that, so we just go ba 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 ba. You know, like that's the way we do it. But
I just go over there and play.
Seeing how you're about to start your CMJ in about 2 hours and your bandmates are in town, is your first year playing as a band at CMJ?
No,
we used to have Keenan Mitchell from Fort Lean play drums for us for a long time.
So as seasoned veterans, what is your advice on sleeping, eating?
Definitely sleep. Definitely eat.
Yeah. Okay. I'm weighing in as another veteran. I would say like their easiest amateur mistake is also to blow it out. Don't blow it out on the first couple nights. Have fun.
No.
Because then you're playing catch up.
Yeah.
You're playing catch up by like...
Yeah, but they're playing tonight.
I had this
problem. No, not these guys.
These guys.
Come for these guys. Yeah. No, this is not for these. These
everybody
are for
else, fuck
like
off.
The 20-year-old music director just landed in
first
New
off,
York.
20-year-old music directors have endless amounts of energy.
They should come to our show at pianos.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
I've spent so much time at pianos during CMJs of years past.
We've played at pianos probably fucking 900 times.
More times than anywhere else, I think.
Yeah, we've been here for 2 years, 900 times.
What's your...
do the math.
What do you... what's your fuel? What's your food during CMJ? Are you at Rosario's?
We're drinker and cigarettes, guys.
Oh, yeah?
Cigarettes.
Yeah, we're cigarettes. I could live off two packs of Marlboros a day for the rest of my life.
A liquid smoke diet for that?
Yeah, certainly.
I had this this meatloaf and mashed potatoes in like this little microwavable pouches.
Yeah, totally. Microwavable pouches in plastic. Food that comes in plastic. Really.
And then every once in a while you'll get some, plastic wrap veggies and dip backstage.
Oh, word. This out. I just got foods. I got EBT. I got benefits now.
No, I didn't.
And I've been buying this center cut bacon. I feel so bougie when I do the center cut bacon, but I do enjoy it.
Center cut bacon on the EBTs.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, if they're giving you money, you might as well penny a pound.
You better hope they're not listening
is.
To this right now, you know? Well,
they're going
to
be like,
he better not be getting center cut bacon.
He's getting center cut bacon. We're cutting all his benefits.
Yeah. Nah, you could buy whatever you want short of cigarettes, but I still found a bodega that'll give you cigarettes for benefits.
Jesus!
Dude.
The views of the band on the show do not reflect.
Yeah.
No, don't abuse it. I'm not abusing it.
No, this is all jokes.
Yeah, all jokes. So you got two more shows, one on Thursday, right?
Correct.
And we have a day driver
XPO
session.
XPO 929?
Cool. Yeah, it's this freak venue. I never heard of it either. It's a rogue.
Like ABC Norio type thing?
I have no idea what's going on there. No one has heard of it. No, I don't even know if it exists. Yeah. If this is like an illusion to get a bunch of bands in a room and rob them or something, because yeah. I've asked everybody.
We don't have good stuff
just
anyway.
Bring your most vintage, most expensive gear
exactly.
here.
Yeah. No backline. In fact, we need you to bring backline for everybody.
Yeah. For real.
And then you got the official Cantora showcase on Friday, right?
Oh, yes. We're going to kill that one.
Shout out. Shout out to Will.
Mr.
Griggs.
Sure. Yeah,
Mr.
Griggs is our boy.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Where's the Cantora one?
That's at Bowery Electric. Yeah.
Nice.
Which we played last year for their Cantora showcase, which was amazing. And this year should be fucking the sequel, number two.
Amazing, the sequel, part two, redefined.
Yep. And we're doing a Day Trotter session, and we got a couple of other things set up. Yep.
All right, so if people want to find you online? On the Twitter net?
And they want to get like the schedule.
Yeah, we got iMeme, Groove Shark, Spotify.
But if you list
FM,
all of them, then no one's going to pay attention to any
Facebook,
of the things.
Friendster.
You can just list sites.
What's the one definitive source for Slam Donahue?
Probably the Facebook.
Yeah, or you can go to slamdonahue.com, buy a record.
Yeah, slamdonahue.com, yeah.
And last question before the last song, the name, where did that come from?
It's just bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's nonsense.
Beautiful. Great.
It's just something we
thought. That's where the best stuff comes from. Yes. All right, so what's the last song you're going to take us out on?
This song is from the mixtape, Big House Nice Dreams. It's called How to Be Cool.
Awesome. All right, so we got Slam Donahue on our special CMJ, and then we're going to go right into it. We're going to go right into the porn star of film himself.
Word. Get ready.
I just saw him eat an entire slice of pizza, no bite.
Yeah.
Wow. It was crazy.
No bite.
Right, that takes a lot of practice.
That one must have been delicious.
Yeah.
That pizza, whatever that is. This one, no one liked.
It's the exact same one. All right, here we go. Amazing. What's the last song you're going to play before we get into
How to Be Cool.
All right, How to Be Cool. Slam Donahue live on Snacky Tunes.
You want to toss that thing over here?
Yeah, I do. I was busy reaching for food.
Yeah. All right.
No morning wake up, I'm in my bedroom. Nobody told me how to be cool. And I'm thinking, why am I drinking? Knowing that it's only going to help me for a while. You know you want me to think, ooh. You know you want me to think. Why am I dreaming?
thank you.
Thank you guys so much. The eternal question that we forever ask and never, ever know. Slim Donahue, thank you so much. And on top of it being CMJ this week, it is also the annual Food Film Festival.
I'm getting down with it right now.
Fifth annual food film. Wait, maybe it's a sixth. I don't really know.
Sixth, baby. Sixth. Which is so insane that it's the sixth year.
Who are the front runners?
The front runners? I don't know. But we have the porn man in-house. With the mustache and everything.
That's right. I'm ready to go.
Can we just call you Mr. Food Porn Man?
You should call me. You can refer to me as Larry. He's the food porn star.
Larry, we have Charles Grantham in house, and who's the lovely lady behind you?
This is my wife, Alexa.
Awesome.
She came along for the free pizza.
She came along for the free pizza. I think we all came for the free pizza.
Yeah, that's why.
That's
I
why I showed up for this. Yeah.
So welcome. Thank you so much. I don't know if you remember, we did the music for you guys last year.
Did you?
Yeah, we gave you the soundtrack.
You know what? I don't remember this because I wasn't there last year.
Oh, okay.
You didn't appreciate it.
You heard
it was awesome.
You had a sweaty haze of bacon fat and whiskey, and it got a little crazy.
I cannot wait.
So for all of our friends in Radioland out there who says, I don't know if a weekend of music is what I want to do. I want to watch films about food. What is it?
So, the Food Film Festival is exactly that. But unlike most film festivals, this one is films about food, and then they serve you the food from the films at the same time. What? And there's a lot of drinking, too. So it's like a giant drinking food film orgy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did they ever do Babette's Feast in any of these years past?
I don't think they have.
That would also be like a $500 ticket or a $1,000 ticket, but that would probably be like maybe for the 10-year anniversary. That would be like the most insane.
George, the festival founder, is I think going to be calling in, so we will pitch that to him.
Yeah, we ask the hard questions here. We put him right on the spot, put him up against the wall, get an answer.
There was also, what is that movie about where people eat themselves to death?
Cannibal the Musical?
No, is that? It'll come to me. I'll find it. But, well, let's talk about your event. Your event's Friday night.
Saturday night. Yes.
Sexy Saturday.
It's going to be...
Describe people who don't know the term food porn, what that is.
If you don't know what food porn is, there's probably no hope for you at this point. But seriously, it's like really gorgeous, beautiful, juicy, sexy close-up photos of food. Like oozing chocolate cakes and delicious cookies and like juicy steaks covered with blue cheese. Yeah.
It's like a little bit like what we have in here, but more decadent.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah? You guys good over there? You guys just... It's pizza science. Pizza math over there. And so what's your role in this? What's your role as the... are you the Hugh Hefner or the Larry Flint of the food porn world?
I am definitely the Larry Flint.
Okay.
I am Larry Caldwell, who is America's first food porn star. And so all that good stuff I just told you about food porn, you just add me to that with a mustache and some cut-off shorts and a Hawaiian shirt, and you know what you're going to get.
Is that mustache?
I actually am not quite sure what I'm getting here. So are you presenting the food? Are you on camera with the food? I mean, what's the overall? Paint us a picture.
All right, so... for the food porn party, there are about 9 or 10 films, and of those films, 2 of them are mine, starring Larry Caldwell.
Okay.
And Larry will also be there, you know, being sexy and handing out food and interacting with the audience and performing with the burlesque dancers that will be there as well.
Keep going. Picture's not painted quite yet.
Okay. So my 2 films are By the Fireside with Larry, The Zimlet, which is a chance for you to get to know Larry in a much more intimate way. I'm sitting by the fireside in my snug wow, which is a snuggie made out of ShamWows. It's bespoke. It's one of a kind. I had made especially for me. And in this film, I will teach you how to make probably the most erotic drink that has ever been invented, and it's called the Zimlet. And you will be served this, and it's basically a vodka gimlet, but with Zima, which was imported specially from Japan.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Yeah. Japan is the only country in the world now that makes Zima.
Pretty sure the States banned it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it was too good and people were just going crazy because it was so delicious.
That's
what
it was. People, that's it. It was too good.
That and Crystal Coke were both banned because
President, we must shut this down. The people are rioting over Zima.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
All right, well, we're going to get the founder, the man himself, George, on the phone. We're going to take a quick break while we get that set up, while we refill the beers, have another slice of beer. Oh, the pizza's gone.
And the beer's gone.
Yeah, the beer's gone. We'll get some more beer.
Help!
Oh man, that song's too good. It's just, it's so good, it's too good. I would eat sexy food to that song.
Yeah, I would do a lot more than just eat to it.
Drink?
Yeah, that's hike? What I was saying. Yeah, drink, hike, maybe like crochet things, scuba dive to it, you know.
And
a lot of stuff would be good for.
Well, we are lucky enough to be joined via satellite, telecom phone, internet by George. founder, George Moats. Welcome to Snacky Tunes again for the millionth time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
George, I know that we're not going to make Snacky Tunes or radio history because you're not driving in, but we do appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. We'll keep it quick. We'll keep it short. What are you excited about this year? What's different? What are people in for?
This year, you know, we have 22 world premieres, and they're all food films. Unbelievable. I mean, really, it's blown my mind that we have now, you know, so we have a total of 38 films that are going to be screening at this festival this year. And, you know, they range from, like, 2 minutes up to an hour. But it's just, it's the largest number of films we've ever screened. It's the largest number of premieres we've ever had. It's really going to be something else.
That's so amazing. And now you guys are, you're hooked up with the James Beard Foundation and Food Bank for New York City. What's that all about? How did that come about?
Well, you know, the James Beard Foundation, they've actually been involved since the beginning. In fact, before there was even a festival, I bounced the idea off of one of my friends who actually works at the foundation. He said, yeah, it's a great idea. Go for it. So they've been involved now for over 6 years. It's pretty incredible. And the Food Bank got involved a couple of years ago because we're looking for a pretty obvious, component that would help, you know, give back to the city. And obviously, the Food Bank made the most sense when it came to food. You know, feeding people was part of our goal. In fact, a lot of our stuff that we don't eat at the festival ends up going to the Food Bank.
That's so amazing. Now, everything kicks off on the 17th, which is tomorrow night, and you guys are having a pretty awesome official pre-party. What's going on there?
We're starting the festival opening night is actually a whiskey party, but not just any whiskey party. It's actually, we're showing a film called Whiskey, the Islet, the Islay Edition, or the Islay, which is basically it's an island off the coast of Scotland. And it's a film that is specifically about the 8 distilleries that are on this tiny island in Scotland. And we're going to be able to taste all 8 whiskeys at the party. So I have a feeling people are going to be pretty hammered at this party tomorrow night.
And is it like a whiskey Hunger Games thing where there's like one distillery at the end?
I hope so.
Yeah. I'm pitching it. Copyright. You heard that. You heard that idea. Next year.
Next year. There are six events over the 5 days of the festival.
Yes.
Including, we're doing a huge oyster roast outside on the roof at Windmill Studios in Williamsburg.
Which I will be at.
For 300 people.
And I will be at.
And I will be
Larry
at.
Will be at.
We will all be
Everyone
there.
Everyone will be there.
Everyone will be there. And but there are a few tickets left, but not a lot. What's going on? I mean, it's pretty much sold out, which is incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty sold out. There's still a bunch of tickets left to some of the events, but you know, we were pretty surprised. You know, we never know. We put it out there. What's going to sell out? What will be a little slower to sell? But you know, not surprisingly, like, the food porn party sold out pretty quickly.
You're welcome, George. Thank Larry for that.
I think we're actually putting some more tickets on sale. Either.
Larry just did three buttons.
But the food porn party sold out quick. One thing I actually sold out really fast. We have this event this year called I Heart Japan.
Oh yeah,
I love Japan, and it is you know, anything but sushi is going to be served at this event. And we have got, I couldn't even be talking about it because everyone's going to want to be there, and I can't.
Talk it.
The Gohan Society is sponsoring the pre-party. We've got a bunch of chefs that went over to help the tsunami victims that are going to be there, and we're showing a film about that. And we've got the ramen master himself. Keizo Shimamoto, we've flown in from Tokyo to be at this event to make ramen for the entire crowd.
And he also brought the Zima for the Zimlet at the food porn party.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
How did you know that?
I saw it on Twitter.
Larry's there, isn't he?
Yes.
So he was your Zima mule.
Yes, exactly.
Where did he hide the bottles?
You'll have to. We probably shouldn't tell people that, or else they're not going to want to.
They're not going to want to do that. So George, I know that you can't really pick your favorites because that'd be like saying which children you love the most. But what are you the most excited for? Which is the same question.
You know, even though I cannot pick my favorite, I'm very excited about the Lowcountry Oyster Roast that we're going to be doing on Sunday. And I'll tell you why. It's because I made the film about oyster roast in South Carolina. And to me, that's really, it's a huge part of my family culture. And my entire family from South Carolina is coming up from South Carolina to host this oyster roast on the roof for 300 people.
And now there's a competition to this whole thing, isn't there?
What, say it again?
Is there a competition to this whole thing?
There's no competition. Oh, the competition for the film festival.
Yes.
Not the oyster roast.
No.
I thought there was an oyster competition.
So yeah, there's an entire award ceremony that goes on Saturday night.
Beautiful. Can you win? Are you automatically out?
Yeah, I'm not screaming in competition.
Are there who do you think who's the heavy contenders? Who's the big hitters right now? They think might take home the glory.
It's going to be one of the hardest years for the judges to try and pick favorites because these people, the films have really gotten so great. I mean, not that they were bad in the past, but they've gone to places where I never thought they could. In fact, you got a guy sitting right there who took a film to a place none of us really expected.
Yes,
and some might not have even asked for.
Yeah, yeah, it's both a positive and a negative.
Yeah, a very sexy place.
George, we wanted to know: are there any plans to screen and recreate Babette's Feast in the coming years?
The best of?
No, Babette's Feast, the French film about the like most luxurious meal in the entire world.
Oh yeah! Oh no, we hadn't talked about that one yet. That's a good idea, though.
And then you should do Le Grand Bouffe and see who actually wants to kill themselves during the festival from too much foie gras and
pheasant. I mean, just so you know, one of the producers of the festival, Seth Unger, he does. He said he wants to at some point do a Grand Bouffe midnight screening, but I haven't totally agreed to that yet.
I mean, you'll find people. I mean, if you could somehow get them to match bite for bite, it could get very interesting very quickly.
Oh, I guarantee that. I mean, the food porn party is sort of heading in that direction. You know, the way I pointed out that the whole thing about food porn is that food porn, the side of your brain that appreciates pornography, sexual pornography, actually is the same exact side of your brain, a part of your brain that appreciates food pornography. Great shots of food.
Well, you all remember that episode of Seinfeld where George has pastrami and sex at the same time. And then watches baseball.
That's exactly that's right. Pretty much the food porn party distilled.
Yeah, there we go. George Costanza having sex, eating pastrami, watching the Yankees. Well, George, what are all the nuts and bolts for those tickets that still remain, or if I just want to see the schedule or try and meet some scalpers outside these places? Where can we go for everything?
It's all thefoodfilmfestival.com is the best way to find all that information, for sure. That's the only place. And also the Twitter feed is @foodfilmfest.
And if anybody want to find you and shake your hand and wish you congratulations, how where are they going to find you this weekend? Are you going to be running around? How will they distinguish you?
I'm going to be totally out there. I'm going to be on stage for every single event. I'm sort of like the Timothy Leary of the festival. I guide you through each one of these events and every night.
He also,
and as you watch these food films on the screen, I'm the guy who's going to tell you, like, get ready for this because there's going to be food service and you're going to be enjoying this food that you see on the screen in about 2 minutes.
He also has huge sideburns, which are awesome. So that helps if you want to identify him.
Best sideburns in the food film industry.
Yeah, better than Larry's even, and that's saying a lot. Although he doesn't have a mustache, so.
Oh my God! Well, George, Larry, Charles, everyone, thank you so much for joining us on this very special edition of Snacky Tunes. Big week in food and music and food and film and food and music and sexiness. And film and sexiness.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
exactly. Zima
and Zima
and Zima.
Surprise of the week.
If you missed Zima back in 1995,
which no one did.
Yeah,
no one.
Now is your chance. There's probably some like 22-year-olds who are like, oh man, I missed Zima when I was, in eighth grade, and they weren't old enough to drink it in high school.
I swear, if I see a Zima reduction popping up in Bushwick, I'm packing it up. I'm going home. Yeah, Jack, you think I'm joking?
It's not going to be long before like David Chang starts serving like Zima, like he serves like Mexican Coke and like,
oh my God,
his restaurants.
I'm going to say not going to happen. I'm just going to go out on a limb there and just squash that trend right here.
We can all dream, right?
Yeah, I guess we can.
We can all also have nightmares.
I mean, it is fantasy.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll see you guys around. We're going to be at some of the festival. We'll be at CMJ. If you see us together, look for the two guys. Look exactly the same. Yeah?
Pretty
thanks
close.
For having me.
George, thank you so much. Be safe. Have a good night. Larry, good luck at finding that kilt. And a big shout out to Roberta's and Blanca's for a bang up review in the food section coming out tomorrow. Really awesome. Really proud of everybody. Stick around for Mitchell Davis' show. We got a giant secret surprise. Incredible, fantastic guest on Heritage Radio Network. And please become a member. Go to heritageradionetwork.org for all the information. Support us as we support you in food and fun and good times. We got one last track. We'll see you around next week. Thank you so much. I'm Darren Bresnitz.
Greg Bresnitz.
Here on Snacky Tunes. See you next time.
New York, she used to hold me like a mother. Now she just throws me. lights and the walls. I remember your face stares at me like the hero. Long ago I was king of your world. You held me close and I made you feel like you were protected from the forces of nature. But when I close my eyes late at night, baby, I'm the king. I'm the king of your world. And you stare at me as someone who, someone who would crumble with the flesh and the blood. Oh, and I'm asking you, can you still love me after all the hell that I put you through? Well, I was man enough to break your heart. Baby, I'm the king, and it's never gonna take me alive. Take me alive. City, damned to be the work of your hands. The work of my hands was the worth of my world, the worst of my life. And once upon a time, I was king of your world. He held me close and I made you feel like you were protected from the forces of nature. But when I close my eyes late at night, baby, I'm the king. I'm the king of your world. And you stare at me as someone new, someone who would crumble with the flesh and the blood. Oh, and I'm asking you, can you still love me after all the hell that I put you through? Oh, I was man enough to break your heart. Baby, I'm the king, and they're never gonna take me alive. Take me alive. Take me alive. But when I close my eyes late at night, baby, I'm the king. I'm the king of your world. And you stare at me as someone who, someone who would crumble with the flesh and the blood. Oh, and I'm asking you, can you still love me after all the hell that I put you through? Oh, I was man enough to break your heart. Baby, I'm the king, and they're never gonna take me alive. Take me alive. Take me alive.
This show is powered by Simplecast. Thanks for listening to Heritage Radio Network, food radio supported by you. Keep in touch at heritageradionetwork.org/subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen.